I've asked around, and I think somebody said he owns a shop or a pub or something now, which is good. He's a really nice guy, too. What was that there? The On and On's from Australia, from Sydney. That's Clyde Bramley from the Hoodoo Gurus from their second album. Welcome aboard. You heard Mystic Eyes. I love that record. And it's on vinyl. I got to track one down. It's just so dang expensive to get a copy shipped up from Australia these days. I'll have to beat the street. Maybe twist some arms. I know Clive Bramley is aware of the show. Listen sometimes. Start with the Young Fresh Fellows. From Low Beat Time, you heard Mr. Anthony's last. I got interviewed night before last by Kirk LeClaire, who was working on a Montana rock and roll documentary. And he said he keeps hearing about the Young Fresh Fellows, but has never heard them. I find that really surprising that they've flown that far under the radar, because to me, they're like brothers. They're like my cousins that I see once in a while. A fun bunch of guys, and they've made a fun bunch of records, and that's one of them. I think they often drove through Bozeman on their way out of Seattle, so we saw them a lot over the years. I think they're some connection to that record. I can't quite remember. Maybe it was the one before. It's 401. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators K246BA Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K208BX Livingston, 89.5 FM, K251AC Helena, 98.1 FM, K296CF Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at KGLT.net. Yep, and I know a lot of people are tuned in far and wide, and that nothing can make me happier. Just let me know if I don't play any good records. If I lose the thread, guys, give me a call. Tell me to pay attention. Ron, what's happened? You don't really own that terrible record, do you? No, I don't. So I can't go that far wrong. Might put it on at the wrong speed, but that's the worst I can do. Okay, got two more hours to go. Time to change directions and reboot the show. As you know, this show has no genre, no theme, barely has a name. If you look on the schedule, it says My Record Collection. Well, yeah, that doesn't really mean anything. It just means I'm going to play stuff from my record collection.
I wanna give you my love. stand the rain against my window, ringing back a sweet memories. There were no things. Do you remember how sweet they used to be?
Thank you.
Wrapping that set up with Booker T, doing Double or Nothing from the Hip Hugger album. Some Flavors of Soul there. Eddie Floyd doing Raise Your Hand from his Knock on Wood album. Sort of an underrated guy because he had a big hit, you know, Knock on Wood, but he's also a songwriter and a great singer. If you ever watch that Live in Europe Staxful review, he comes across really well. Not the greatest dancer, but fantastic singer. Chris Clark from her debut album, I heard Head to Toe. And that's stretching. She's a Motown girl, but that's pretty rocking for Motown. Or Lowell George covering Ann Peebles. She's another Memphis singer. That's Lowell from his one and only solo album. Thanks, I'll Eat It Here. I Can't Stand the Rain. Love that song, and that's a really great cover of it. Sadly, Lowell didn't ever, he didn't last much longer after that. He started the tour to promote it and succumbed to his bad habits. A real tragedy. He's a great, great American treasure. I don't think it really totally appreciated it because of the way Little Feat changed. They're a very avant-garde band to start with, and he was in charge of that. Unfortunately, his habits got in the way, and it sort of irked the rest of the band, and he wasn't too happy with their attempts at jazz fusion. He was known to walk off stage when they did Day at the Dog Races. So it goes. Too much talent in that band. Otis Redding himself, another guy cut short. He heard Security from his Pain in My Heart album. Brian Auger and Julie Driscoll covering Otis and Carla Thomas doing Tramp. Actually, that's a Lowell Fulsom song, which goes back even farther than that. Something else? End up Booker T. 22 after the hour. That's what I want to do. Jim Keogh wanted to borrow all those CDs, so I had to play them real quick and move on, which I'm going to do right now after telling you just a couple things.
On Thursday and Friday, June 14th and 15th, the Yellowstone Ballet Company of Livingston presents Giselle in Bozeman's Wilson Auditorium. Giselle debuted in Paris in 1841 and is a poignant tale of unrequited love, remorse, and forgiveness. The production will feature former members of the San Francisco Ballet Company and the Russian Bolshoi Ballet. The Thursday performance starts at 6:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7:30. Tickets are available online at yellowstoneballet.info.
From Montana Wilderness Association, this is the Trail of the Week. The Edith Lake Mount Baldy Loop is an overnight backpacking trip that provides miles of glorious alpine exposure in the Big Belt Mountains west of Helena. After a long approach through sun-dappled open forest, you'll climb past a series of small lakes before reaching crystal-clear Edith Lake. From here, crest a pass, then enjoy a long traverse across the ridge to Mount Baldy. This central Montana high country is filled with boulder fields, alpine meadows, and plenty of wildflowers. Take time to soak in views of the Bridger Range, tobacco roots, and a whole lot more. For more information on this trail, hikewildmontana.org. The Trail of the Week is produced by Montana Wilderness Association and made possible by the Greater Montana Foundation.
They make it sound so easy. Just a breeze. Yeah. That's a nice idea, though. Everybody out. Hopefully you won't see everybody in town when you go out on the same week. It happens sometimes. You think, I'm going to go out. Take a hike and we'll get away from it all, and you just see all your friends along the way, and you don't want to interrupt them, and you want to keep going yourself, but it's always interesting sometimes. But that's our town. It's a nice town. I got no complaints. Anybody who does can move to Belgrade, huh? Okay, I think there must be stuff. Yeah, a whole list of things I need to do. I can't doze off here. Two cappuccinos didn't do the business. Dang it. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Straightaway Motors. Foreign American Auto Repairs is located in the corner of Mendenhall and Tracy in Bozeman. Or phone 585-7112. And the Holiday Inn of Bozeman, located in North 7, featuring Happy Hour and the Dryfly Saloon, 5 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, with complimentary hors d'oeuvres. Phone 587-4561. In my travels this week, you know, I went on vacation, so I meant I had to be on a budget before and after, because I bought a lot of records in Denver, and I just got the itch again, so I went around town and found some things, and I'm filling gaps in, you know, things I know are good. I just have never loaded them in my collection. And this is one of them. And this is sort of a test of the latter day Rick Nelson material with the Stone Country Band. Is that what it's called? They might not even be called that here yet. Anyway, he had a really good band and made some good records. Had a comeback hit with Garden Party. This is from that album. And there's a big debate. Who started country rock? Well, country is rocking way before rock and roll. They come from the same roots. And if you look at the back of some Rolling Stones and Beatles albums, you see they're covering Buck Owens and Hank Snow. So there wasn't that big a gap. I don't measure it, because I know there's a lot of people dip their toe into it. And I'm just going to play some stuff that vaguely falls into that category. Why not?
The darkest house is a lonely house. The warmest house is my song. It makes you all but happy. Let it bring you along. The sweetest room is a lady. The softest tune is goodbye. Is she real or just an image? Did she leave satisfied? Life you lead is uncertain. How long has it been since you heard hello or goodbye? Streets are filled with many people passing. Minds, they are closed. Still you hear them. Darkest house is a lonely house. The warmest house is my song. And if it makes you all but happy, let it bring you along. Is why they bear the tie. The thought of fortune pulls them through tomorrow. But is it worth the feeling when you fall into her eyes? We'll be right back.
and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Hopeless situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run. She was only a girl, I know that well, but still I could not see. Was much stronger than the love she felt for me. But staying with her and my little bit of wisdom broke down her desires like a light through a prism into yellows and blues and a tune that I could not help. Though the essence is gone, I have no tears to cry for her, and my only thoughts of her are kind. Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Then the woman that she was drove her on with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne and the man. Time that made them both run. For Joanne and the man, and the time that made them both run.
I lost 10 points just for being in the right place at exactly the wrong time. I looked right at the facts there, but I may as well have been completely blind. So if you see me walking, don't look back, I'm just on my way back home. There's a train leaves here this morning, I don't know what I might be on. Sign me to a contract, baby said, it would all be so lifelong. Looked around then for a reason when there wasn't something more to blame it on. But if time makes a difference while we're gone, tell me now and I won't be hanging on. There's a train here this morning, I don't know what I might be on.
Columbus was the address I had written on my sleeve. I don't know just what she wanted, might have been that it was getting time to leave. And I watched as the smoker passed it on. And I laughed when the joker said, lead on. There's a train leaves here this morning, I don't know what I might be on. There's a train leaves here this morning, I don't know what I might be on.
If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lie straight face while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give, never thinking of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lie straight face while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lie straight face while I cry, still I'd look to find a reason to
it's an old-fashioned sign. I kinda get to feeling like, you know when. Fell in love first time. Once before, hearing the old folks say, love's an ageless old pride. Nowadays, you know, the saying depends so much on the kind of woman that you find.
Sure is lucky. In Bowling Green you walk your own line. Kentucky sunshine makes the heart unfold. It warms the body, and I know it touches the soul. Bluegrass is fine. Kentucky owns my mind. Softest grass I've ever seen. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky to lie down in Bowling Green. Bowling Green girls treat you right. They wear dresses cut country tight. A man in Kentucky sure is lucky if he's seen a Bowling Green night. Kentucky sunshine makes the heart of Kentucky owns my mind.
I think Everly Brothers might win, but no, maybe Rick Nelson. I forget Ricky Nelson had James Burton on guitar. Did some pretty twanging stuff pretty early on. The advantages of being on TV as a young man. Made some good records too. And everything that happened in between, a whole bunch of it, you know, now it's called Americana or some other, but just rock and roll to me. Heard a whole bunch of stuff and got some good response there. Start off with Rick Nelson from Garden Party Duel, and we'll bring you along. Mike Nesmith from his first solo album, The Magnetic South, with the First National Band. You heard Joanne. And Mike Nesmith and Mickey Dolenz are out doing a tour, and I think reports are really good. Dillard and Clark, that's Gene Clark from The Byrds and Doug Dillard from The Dillards, from their first of two albums. You heard Train Leaving this morning. And that was a great combo. And if you've ever seen the documentary, you know it ended badly with the first gig. Something about sitting in the bar all day before the show and then taking LSD and a smashed violin in the first song. Heard the Dillards themselves on Wheat Straw Sweep. The album I just picked up, one that's rated pretty high by people. They did a lot of albums of Dillards. And it is good. You heard them covering Tim Harden there, though. But it's a smashing album. But I'm going to have to check out the other two or three I have now and see where it's at. You know, too many banjos put me off, but when they're that good, I can start opening my mind. Heard the Beatles. There you go. From 1965, What Goes On. George Harrison knew how to play that Chet Atkins and Merle Travis stuff really well. If you watch any of those early Beatles performances, George ain't no slouch. He was really, really, really good. And you could hear it right there. So that's 65, that's at least 4 years before the Flying Burrito Brothers, which somebody called about, and 3 years before the Byrds made their first inroads in the country. So the Beatles were well ahead of it, and a lot of people were. I mean, country music was not separate from rock and roll when I was growing up. You turn on the TV on Saturday morning and see Cowboy Copas or some other country show from Bakersfield. So it was always part of my background. I never really had a problem with that sort of country. What they call country now is sticks with a cowboy hat. Buffalo Springfield from their third album, Kind Woman, and finishing up there with Everly Brothers doing one of their later hits, Bowling Green. Ooh, yeah, smashed up the time here. Just a quick stop to tell you this is KJT Bozeman, and we're supported at this 4 o'clock hour by Bozeman Brewing Company, the local brewers of Bozeman Amber. Hopzone IPA, Gallatin Pale, and Whimsical One-Offs. Visit Bozeman's original tasting room located in the northeast neighborhood at 504 North Broadway Avenue. Okay, I'm going to pose this question to you. Do people still write songs about cars?
up in her best. Oh, I confess it didn't bother me. I love you, Model T. Gonna take her home, she'll never have to be alone. I love her truly. I love you, Model T. I'll chip off all the rust, then I'll paint her blue. Gonna put on white wall slicks and a Corvette with a stick. She'll be better than you. It's true.
My father wanted me to get a Stingray or an XKE like all the other kids in the neighborhood. They didn't want me to get an old rusty car and have it sitting in our driveway. But I didn't want anybody to give me my first car. I wanted to earn it myself, all on my own, so it would be all mine, mine alone, you know? I love you, Model T, I do.
Gonna take her home, she'll never have to be alone. I love her truly. Love you, Model T.
GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out. See her on a road course or a corner mile. This little modified Peloton has got plenty of style. She beats the gassers and the rail jobs. Really drive them wild. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
save all my money.